this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, or one of the supplementary podcasts, 50 Minute Max or Smart Alex. If you want, you can subscribe to all three at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/heycomicskids. All the money there goes to a fund earmarked for the kids' education. This is a show we record just about every morning on our drive to school. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's great to hear that you're having a lot of fun listening to it. Now, without further ado, here are the stars of the show, 12-year-old Alex and 8-year-old Max. And we're back. It's another episode of Hey Comics Kids. I'm Brad Geiger, along with my older son, Alex.
Hi.
And my younger son, Max.
What's up?
And we're going to talk Pokemon again today. Max, you wanted to talk about a specific region in Pokemon. What are we talking about today?
It was more of fourth generation. Like, the fourth generation had, and I've played all the games, but except for Platinum.
Yeah.
And I think Heart Gold. But I'm more going to focus on Soul Silver and Platinum.
Okay.
More the second gen remakes and the last fourth gen game Platinum. So first, let's get on to Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver. There's one feature in this game that I love so much.
And what is that?
Walking with your Pokemon. Like, seriously, like, how has this not returned yet? Like, I know you did it in Pokemon Yellow version, but like, that was only with a Pikachu. Now you literally can walk with a Charizard or Lucario, but sadly a lot of Pokemon that some of the other really cool Pokemon haven't been made in that generation. But it was still really cool to see these Pokemon being able to walk with you. And I want to say something about the fourth generation games in general.
Yeah.
These introduced a lot of Pokemon that I really liked. I can name a few off the top of my head, but I'm going to name two, Garchomp and Lucario.
Okay.
Two fourth gen Pokemon that are some of my favorites. And so, I'm not really going to go in depth on the gyms, or at least on the Heart Gold Soul Silver games, because those were just a remake. But to be honest, Heart Gold and Soul Silver kind of need a remake, because it was really hard to get enough cartridge that had to collect Gold and Silver game. And another thing that should have been introduced in another game, traveling to different regions. Why haven't they come back to this? They remembered it in Heart Gold and Soul Silver. And why couldn't in Platinum, why couldn't you maybe go to Johto?
Mm-hmm.
And then from Johto, you could go to Kanto. And then you might get a ticket to a ferry. Need to go to Hoenn, and then that's all the games that have been made so far, and all of them kind of connect, giving you a really good experience. But I'm not saying this was a bad thing that they didn't include it. I'm just saying it's an idea.
Okay.
That you could implement Hoenn as just a tropical island, like, because Hoenn is like is basically the Pokemon version of Hawaii and some other tropical lands and in the world, which I don't know the names to. But it's really a tropical island, and so if they were allowed to travel from one region to another region, and then that would really be cool if you could have the Hoenn fair ticket and then just put it in and go from region to region. Something they could have also included in Gen 6, but this is about Gen 4. So now I want to talk about Platinum, since Hulk Gold and Soul Silver were pretty much remakes of it, but still had a lot of really cool things, like the trainer atop Mount Silver when you beat the game. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone who hasn't beaten it, but his Pikachu and all of his Pokemon, his Pikachu, which is his strongest, goes up to level 88, and he is the strongest trainer you'll ever fight, like, in the whole Pokemon games. But onto the fourth generation. So this is, when I started out, I chose Chimchar.
Why did you choose him?
Well, I've always liked the Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And two, you might be thinking, Max, why can't you just pick Toad? Like, why did you pick him when you know that you'll be weak to the first gym? Well,
actually, yeah, why didn't you pick Piplup? I mean, that would have been the better one, right?
Well, no, it wouldn't.
Okay, let's hear why.
Because all the starters have an equal chance, but a little-known fact is Infernape has the best chance. One, because of all the gyms that will help you out in the future, and even Elite Four members. One of the Elite Four's Bug, will be typed, so that will help out. His fighting and fire will help out with the, whatchamacallit gym, the ice gym, and it will help out with the grass gym. But fun fact, you can actually catch a Machamp at level 7 in the grass right outside of Oldburg City, which can be used to take down the gym leader. And you'll get rocks, and you might be able to get rocks. If you get rock smashed by then, and well, you're all set. Because then he can use rock smash, but you can still find that amount of levels of Pokemon. So, and then the second gym is the grass gym. Now, you're going to want to at least pick up a flying type. That's why I think you should catch the electric and flying type of this generation. Because they will be really helpful on your team. And if you start with Toadrag or Piplup, then you kind of had to catch a Pokemon that has a super effective weakness if you want a good chance at the gym. Because I remember, I actually played full Pokemon Diamond at least to a certain amount to when I got to the fighting gym. Then I pretty much gave up. And one of the things about it was that I only had two Pokemon in my team, well, technically three. A Bidoof, I forget the electric type of that generation, and the second form water type. And it's possible to do it without, to beat it without that kind of Pokemon, but just really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, on to the next one.
Okay.
So the next gym will be the Hulfum Gym Leader. This gym leader, a ghost gym leader.
Mm-hmm.
Or psychic gym. No, it's a ghost gym leader. And uses ghost type Pokemon. This one is going to be very tough. I recommend around level 25 Pokemon for facing this gym.
Mm-hmm.
And if you caught the electric type of this generation, then you should be able to, and you probably learn to bite. It at a fairly high, at around that level, so you're gonna want to teach. So he's gonna wanna. You wanna train him until he learns bite. which should be about level 21, 22. So, the next gym is the...
Fighting,
right? Yeah, I think it's the fighting gym. Yeah, the fighting gym. And if you caught the flying type of this generation, then you should be all set for this gym. I recommend around level 30 new Pokemon to 32. And, well, on to the next gym. The next gym, I forget what typing it is. The Pastoria City Gym is the water gym, and I suggest having around level 35 Pokemon, and if you caught an electric Pokemon, then you should be all set for that gym. The seventh gym leader is the Ice Gym Leader. Now, this one I suggest around level 42 Pokemon, and in this one, and if you didn't choose Infernape and don't have a fire on your team, you may have a little trouble with this gym. But I suggest either catching a Machampin out in the woods and training. You haven't gotten that by now. I think I skipped a gym. Yeah, I skipped a gym, which was the Steel Gym, which again you're gonna want to a fighting or a fire type, and then I suggest around level 40 Pokemon for this gym. And then the ice gym, if you didn't, you're gonna want a fighting or fire type for this gym. The eighth gym leader is the electric type gym leader. Mm-hmm. Now you probably caught the regional legendary of this game by now. And it's your choice if you want to use it, but I've always had trouble with this gym because I never really started out with Toltrig, so I've always kind of had trouble.
What type of gym is it again?
The electric type gym. Now, the Elite Four. This one is going to be really tough. So, for the Elite Four, the whole entire thing, I suggest around level 53 to 54 Pokemon, and hopefully even 55, but I actually run in there with 50s and 51s, and did alright in VGM and Elite Four. The first one is Bug type, which if you don't have any fire type to combat it, you may have a flying type like I've recommended. Like, that's the thing. Those two Pokemon will help you out a lot in the future.
Those are good ones to have.
Yeah. And so, the next Elite Four member is a ground type user. So you're going to want a water Pokemon for this one, because that's really ground's main weakness. I think it's its only weakness, to be honest. The one Pokemon I want to say watch out for is Gleisgo. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's just a really strong Pokemon. You really are going to want to watch out. Alright, the third Elite Four member. Well, this one, everything will really start to get harder. Is Flint of the Elite Four, who has fire type Pokemon. You'll actually see Flint a little bit more throughout the game. And Flint is again a fire user, so I suggest using the same water type you used for the ground Elite Four. Now the final one is a psychic. If you caught the electric Pokemon of this region, and you should have probably learned Crunch by now. But Evil Clench or Bite. So in that scenario, I think you should be all set if you have a good Pokemon. Now it's the champion, and I'm gonna do the spoiler alert if you haven't been in the first generation games. The champion, Cynthia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is she tough?
Oh, she is tough. This is her team. She has a Togekiss, Lucario, Garchomp, which is her signature Pokemon. And she has her signature Pokemon, Garchomp, a Roserade, and a
Spiritomb.
Thank you, Alex. And I forget my Milotic. And she is going to be tough. She's going to have around high 50s, low 60s. Her Garchomp, which is her strongest, is level 62 on the first time you battle. And if you haven't caught in a good dragon Pokemon by that, or if you've caught a water type Pokemon but hasn't learned any ice moves yet, then this gym will be very tough. Luckily, at the department store in one of the cities, you can buy Blizzard, there's an ice gym that gives you to move Avalanche. But if you have no Pokemon that can learn this, you're gonna hope that you're just lucky, because his only two weaknesses are Dragon and Ice, two really, really uncommon types. So, I think that just about concludes my review of the Sinnoh games. There is the post game where you can catch a whole bunch of legendaries, but I'll leave that up to you to find out.
Have you found out?
Well, actually, to be honest, you have to complete the national deck. Sinnoh Dex to unlock the post game, which I'm pretty sure you just have to battle every trainer in every route.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough, but it's certainly far from impossible.
Very good.
And there are also Pokemon that will be given to you. Like, Rylou will give you a Riolu egg, or Lucario, like that will turn into a Riolu, so that should be in getting new decks. But I think I'm gonna wrap this one up.
Okay.
You can find us at iTunes, Stitches, and the Blueberry Network. Also, rate, comment, and leave a friendly comment. This is a friendly place, people. Speaking for myself, my dad, and my brother. Goodbye, everybody. Let's get this show off the road.